After Yosef HaTzadik was sold into slavery by his brothers to Arab merchants, he was subsequently sold several more times along the way until he ended up in Mitzrayim, in the house of Potiphar, Pharaoh's chief butcher. And the pasuk says, "Vayimtze Yosef chen be'enav." Yosef found chen, he found favor in his eyes. And as a result, Potiphar appointed Yosef as the head of his household. Later, after the incident with Ashes Potiphar, when Yosef was thrown into prison, the Torah again testifies that Yosef found chen in the eyes of the warden. Yosef was malachen. And the question is, what is chen? It's one of those words that does not have a corresponding word in any other language. And how do we acquire this chen? So let me share with you a powerful insight that I once heard in the name of Rav David Kohnschlite that we can perhaps apply here as well. The Gemara says in Masechtas Brachos, "Kala kaveya makom letfilase." One who's kaveya makom, he sets a fixed place for his tefillah. Elokei Avram ba'ezrei. The God of Avram assists him. Hashem takes special notice of his prayers. He answers his tefillos. Ekishemes, and when this person passes away, Amrim loy, they will eulogize him and they will scream out, "Ei anav, where's the humble one? Ei chassid, where's the pious one? Where has he gone?" Mitamidav shel Avram Avinu. He was a Talmud of our illustrious father, Avram Avinu. And the question is, we say, "Ei chassid, he's a chassid, he's a righteous person. He came religiously every day to shul. He was kvei makam." Okay, that we understand. He's a chassid. But ei anav? Why does this earn him the title of anav? And why is he now, all of a sudden, a student of Avram Avinu? Rabbi David Cohen says something so powerful. Avram Avinu begged and pleaded for the people of Sodom. He davened an unprecedented amount of tefillos. Ulei yesh chamishim tzadikim, perhaps there are 50 righteous people left in the city. Save Sodom on their behalf. Avram Avinu pulls out every trick in the book. Maybe there are 40 tzadikim, 20 tzadikim, 10 tzadikim. Avram went all out for the people of Sodom. He was relentless, he was persistent. But in the end, Hashem said no. Hashem turned him down. And the following day, with his efforts unsuccessful, the pasuk says, "Va'avram shav l'mekaymoy." Avram Avinu went back to his place. He went back to his makam kavua. He davened in the same place he always davens, with the same amunah, with the same attitudes as usual. Never did he question Hashem's decision. He davened with the same cheshek, filled with the same awe and reverence of the Rabbeinu Shlalem, with the same awareness of Hashem's greatness. He said, "Hashem, I accept your verdict, even though I don't understand it." That's humility. After he was turned aside by Hashem, he said, "I acknowledge that you know better. I'm subjugating my intellect. I'm nullifying my das to your will." That's anivus. And Shlomo HaMelech says in Mishlei, "Il anavim yiten chen." If someone is humble, if they accept Hashem's will, if they don't question the ways of the Rabbeinu Shel Olam, Hashem rewards them with chen. Everybody likes them. Everybody wants to be their friend. They all want to be mishadach with him. And above all, they find favor in the eyes of Hashem. So now let's think about the life of Yosef HaTzadik. Yosef was thrown into a pit with snakes and scorpions, sold into slavery by his own brothers, exiled to Egypt. And while there, he's bombarded with all types of temptations and challenges. And what does he get for his efforts? What does he get for all his righteousness? He gets thrown into a dungeon for 12 years. He had every right in the world to think, "Where's the justice? What happened to all my zchusim? What happened to all my prayers?" But he never complained. He never questioned the ways of Hashem. That's anivus. El anavim yiten chen. And that's why he was awarded with chen. There are two other people where we find that they were moitze chen. Noach and Esther Amalka. Noach could have had a legitimate complaint. He could have rationalized, "Here Hashem commands me to build a teva, a 120-year task. But on the other hand, I'm supposed to convince people to repent. But if they do tshuva, and Hashem nullifies his decree of destroying the world, then all my efforts, 120 years of hard labor, would be in vain. I'm getting these dual messages over here." But he said, "I'm subjugating my das to the will of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. If this is what Hashem wants for me, if this is my unique mission in this world, then this is what I will do. I'm not asking any questions." That's humility. And the Torah says, "V'noyach matzah chen be'enei Hashem." Why? Because v'lanavim yiten chen. And the third person was Esther Amalka. "V'tisa Esther chen be'enei kol re'eha." Esther could have thought, "Why do I have to live with this guy, with this Rosh Achashverosh? I'm a nice Bais Yaakov girl. But she said, if this is Hashem's will, if he handpicked me to be his shaliach to save the Jewish people, if this is my unique mission, then this is what I will do. I will not doubt the ways of Hashem. This is why she was Molochin. And after they found Chen in the eyes of Hashem, they were rewarded handsomely beyond their wildest dreams. Esther became a queen, ruling over 127 countries. Yosef became the viceroy of Egypt, the most powerful country at the time. And Noach and his family were the only ones who survived the Mabul. So Yosef and Noach and Esther Amalka are teaching us a profound lesson. If we are going through a dark period in our life, if we are experiencing hardship and we say, Hashem, I accept your decree. I will not question your ways. Hashem will grant us with his special gift of chen. And our reward will be beyond anything we have ever imagined. And now, we know. Have a wonderful day.